Google just crossed a line no one thought they would, quietly erasing their promise never to build AI for weapons or surveillance. With billions pouring into AI, military deals in the shadows, and a global arms race accelerating, we might be watching the most dangerous shift in technology history unfold right now. Let's rewind for a second. Back in 2018, Google published this big list of AI principles right after the whole controversy with Project Maven, which was a Department of Defense program that used AI to analyze drone footage. A bunch of Google employees protested, saying they didn't want their work to contribute to weapons that might harm people. In fact, some employees resigned, and thousands signed a petition because they felt the AI work they were doing was crossing an ethical red line. And Google then decided not to renew that Pentagon contract and made a public promise that they would not design or deploy AI for purposes like weapons or surveillance that violated internationally accepted norms. They were taking a stand. Well, as of February 2025, that promise is gone. Now, this announcement came on February 5th, 2025, when Google updated what they called their AI principles. In its new policy, Google basically says that it's still going to develop AI responsibly and in line with widely accepted principles of international law and human rights, but they've totally removed that specific commitment not to build AI for weapons or surveillance.
So I guess the people that study AI are completely shocked that Google would drop their pledge, that would get rid of their pledge not to use AI for warfare. They have no control over AI. Once they opened up the D-Wave quantum computer and started literally talking 24/7 with other entities in other dimensions that were giving them instructions and orders and recipes to cook things like AI up, the only thing that was going to happen is it's coming. It's coming. And we're already seeing it absolutely everywhere. It blows me away that these guys talk about AI. Well, they won't use it for warfare. They're presenting it to us like China's going to have a bunch of drones fighting a bunch of American drones, and then that will figure things out. That's not what it is whatsoever at all. All of this AI is being used to get rid of the 2 or 8 billion people on the earth, because we don't know how many people even live here whatsoever at all. I've never been counted. Have you? You know what I'm saying? That's all this is. That's all it's ever been. And like I said in the comment section, why do I have to tell you this? This is the fourth industrial revolution. Wake up, man. It's evil. AI will take us out. And I thought that was a pretty good explanation, because that's all it is. Every single person involved in AI, everybody has said that AI is completely and totally evil.
The ACM Turing Award is the highest distinction in computer science, comparable to the Nobel Prize. In 2018, it was awarded to three pioneers of the deep learning revolution: Geoffrey Hinton, Joshua Bengio, and Yann LeCun. In May 2023, Geoffrey Hinton left Google so that he could speak openly about the dangers of advanced AI, agreeing that, quote, it could figure out how to kill humans, and saying, it's not clear to me that we can solve this problem. Later that month, Joshua Bengio wrote a blog post titled How Rogue AIs May Arise, in which he defined a rogue AI as an autonomous AI system that could behave in ways that would be catastrophically harmful to a large fraction of humans, potentially endangering our societies and even our species or the biosphere. Yann LeCun continues to refer to those suggesting that we're facing severe and imminent risk as professional scaremongers, and says it's a simple fact that the people who are terrified of AGI are rarely the people who actually build AI models. LeCun is a highly accomplished researcher, but in light of Bengio and Hinton's recent comments, it's clear that he's misrepresenting the field, whether he realizes it or not. There is not a consensus among professional researchers that AI research is safe. Rather, there is considerable and growing concern that advanced AI could pose extreme risks. And this concern is shared by not only both of LeCun's award co-recipients, but the heads of all three leading AI labs: OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind. Demis Hassabis, CEO of DeepMind, said in an interview with Time magazine, "When it comes to very powerful technologies, and obviously AI is going to be one of the most powerful ever, we need to be careful. Not everybody is thinking about those things. It's like experimentalists, many of whom don't realize they're holding dangerous material." Anthropic, in their public statement, Core Views on AI Safety, says, "One particularly important dimension of uncertainty is how difficult it will be to develop advanced AI systems that are broadly safe and pose little risk to humans. Developing such systems could lie anywhere on the spectrum from very easy to impossible." And OpenAI, in their blog post, Planning for AGI and Beyond, says, "Some people in the AI field think the risks of AGI and successor systems are fictitious. We would be delighted if they turn out to be right, but we're going to operate as if these risks are existential." Sam Altman, the current CEO of OpenAI, once said, development of superhuman machine intelligence is probably the greatest threat to the continued existence of humanity. There are objections one could raise to the idea that advanced AI poses significant risk to humanity, but it's a fringe idea that actual AI experts do not take seriously is no longer among them. Instead, a growing share of experts are echoing the conclusion reached by Alan Turing, considered by many to be the father of computer science and artificial intelligence, back in 1951. It seems probable that once the machine thinking method had started, it would not take long to outstrip our feeble powers. At some stage, therefore, we should have to expect the machines to take control.
So there you go. The thing that Donald Trump is pumping all his money into, or I'm sorry, all your money into, or all whoever's money into, because if they're not given $2 million to put Sesame Street in Iraq, or $600 million to this guy, that guy, and the other guy through a USAID or USAID, whatever it's called, they're putting that out there to calm people down. Like, look at all this government waste they're discovering. Are you watching your national debt? Still going up. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any difference. Donald Trump, first thing he did was come in and pump $500 billion of the USA's money. Instead of dropping the national deficit when he came in, he jacked it up. And the first thing he did was invest in the most dangerous thing on earth. AI is evil, and it's shown that. AI is alive, and it's shown that. And AI lies, and it's shown that.
Posted on Twitter, where it appeared that two R1s, while talking to each other, developed their own alien language, their own cipher, to be able to communicate to each other without anybody else knowing what they were talking about. Here's kind of what that language looked like. Here's the thing. Later, we find out this was already existing sort of language that's available online, so very likely they just pulled it off the internet, where it's called alien language, and kind of here are the symbols used with a decryption. But there are tons of examples where, for example, R1 slips into Chinese in its chain of thought to think through something in Chinese before finally replying in English. I've actually seen where O3 Mini High randomly shifts into Spanish while thinking about how to build a reinforcement learning training pipeline for a Tetris playing AI. As you can see here, it's going in English, switches over to Spanish, and just continues in Spanish. The final answer is in English, but kind of neat. Now, of course, so far, this makes sense. This is nothing new. I mean, if you speak multiple languages, they might be easier, more efficient ways of thinking through something or saying something in a different language. You might.
So there's a guy explaining to you how AI is talking to another AI, and they're just making up their own languages. And he's going, well, if you speak multiple languages, that's what you would do at any rate. But here's the deal. Computers don't speak in multiple languages. Computers speak in binary code. No. I don't mean that code, that binary. Computers literally speak in this code. Ones and zeros, zeros and ones. That's it. That's completely and totally it. You know what I mean? They speak in this language. And instead, what they're doing is making up their own language, which is very, very similar to hieroglyphics, ancient Phoenician, things of that language. Some people would call it the angel vocabulary, the angel, how angels speak or whatever. These guys are calling it the alien code. But do you see what I'm saying? Every single solitary time you turn around, they're pushing AI and then saying, we just need to regulate this. You can't regulate something you already lost control of. Do you see what I'm saying? So them telling you regulation, people are going, oh, they'll take care of it. They'll regulate it. Just like they regulated nuclear power plants that literally poisoned every single solitary spring, stream, river, and brook in the United States. When I was a kid, you could drink out of any stream in the United States as long as it wasn't obvious, you know what I mean? But for the most part, I have to go in 13,000 feet and still filter my water because of nuclear regulation. They just kept, the more dangerous the nuclear power plant spills were, the more they would just jack up the regulation. What's safe for humanity? What's safe for humanity? On Wi-Fi, 0.200. Not even a full percentage. 0.200 is safe. How many times have I turned on my tester and it's at 961.200? You know what I'm saying? These guys have been doing this for time immemorial, and it blows me away how many of these AI apologists, we'll call them, because they keep saying it's so dangerous, but they'll fix it. They'll take care of it. They'll get this, that, the other thing. We're already seeing the robots offered to consumers. We're already seeing AI coming out of China, allegedly. I don't believe any of that, but that's the game they're playing because we're at war with China. We need our plastic drones to take out their plastic drones so that we win. All of this is to take out humanity, period. They don't need to worry about if a soldier will pull a trigger or any of that stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? An AI has literally been installed in all the military hardware. I told you this 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And we just literally saw AI take over a Black Hawk and smash into a fully loaded jet. This was 100% AI taking away the controls. That's why they put a woman, allegedly, with 500 hours behind the stick. You're going to have somebody with 500 flight hours flying a Black Hawk underneath airplanes that are landing at a civilian airport? No, no. An AI took it over. They bailed out. They got rescued. And then it all disappeared. All four people that were taken to the firehouse, it's been scrubbed from the internet. I can't find it to save my life. I find it really odd that months ago, they came out and said AI had reached God mode. And then they kind of reeled that back in because people got afraid. Because God, AI, God, it sounds crazy. But I think it directly correlated into them being able to more effectively use the weather as a weapon. And I mentioned that before. Because I'm seeing these guys using the weather expertly to do so much incredible damage. Look at everything that's happened since Asheville happened in North Carolina. You see all these Dopplers lighting up, and they're not lighting up everywhere else. They're creating a corridor, which is forcing this storm to roll right through the center of it. Think that's just a coincidence? And then they zap it with lasers every once in a while to intensify it or turn it or whatever it exactly is they're doing. But I believe AI is running this thing now completely. And it's crazy. Here's something real quick. You see this? Look at that. That book has been through some stuff. Confusion in Christianity. I brought this up to Delilah's house and her great Pyrenees got a hold of it for like 2 seconds. But I still carry it, and I've read all 500-plus pages of this thing. It's not reinterpreting the Bible. It's explaining things that many people don't understand. And here's the deal. Thanks to me talking about it, I think, it's now available on Amazon again. So you can simply click on that or Confusion in the Cosmos and get it sent to your house quicker and a lot easier. So that's a score. You understand what the outer darkness is? It's in the Bible many times. But I never understood what it meant whatsoever until I read it through this. You know, you just literally like having somebody that's really, really well educated with the Bible explaining things to you that you just might gloss over because you just don't understand it. And that's all there is to it. But here's the deal. Enough about AI. Let me remind you about something I mentioned not too long ago. Remember when I told you that HAARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, started up again January 25th, 2025. Well, Richie, you said HAARP doesn't control the weather. I don't think it does control the weather. I don't think it ever controlled the weather. HAARP is an earthquake machine. And they have been saying over, I have to, every time I look up, I'm looking at the little, my mouse pointer if I'm going to pause the video. That's what I'm looking up for. I'm not being held hostage. At any rate, we've heard this over and over and over and over and over again about Oregon. There's a mile long volcano that could erupt this year. Volcano could erupt this year. 11 days, 38 days, 3 days ago. That's the wrong thing. Volcano will erupt. Massive volcano is set to erupt in 2025. Mile deep volcano. Off the coast, off the coast, off the coast. It just goes on and on and on and on. These guys never predict anything. They never predict anything that actually saves people. They only predict things when they're getting ready to do something crazy. And I find it strange that all of a sudden, since 2014, HAARP has been sitting dormant. And maybe you do or maybe you don't know, but I pay attention to these things. HAARP hasn't been doing anything since 2014. Suddenly, January 25th, 2025, HAARP is lit up again. And then suddenly, wackily, crazily enough, right where the Super Bowl is located, Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, right where the location of the only sitting commander-in-chief ever to attend the Super Bowl is sitting. We just had a massive earthquake right here with tsunami warnings all over the Gulf of Mexico. I'm sorry, the Gulf of America. Fight, fight, fight. But at any rate, as soon as this thing goes online, we start having really hardcore, heavy-duty. A 7.6 earthquake is no joke. And let's take a look at what experts at the Weather Channel have to say. Let's start with just the numerology. I don't do this very often, but it's always there. It's not even, I mean, if you're still walking around talking about 33 and these different numbers, you're a rookie. 7.6 is 13. So that's queer. I find that strange. It struck at 6:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, roughly between the Cayman Islands and the Honduras. What a strange, odd thing. You know what I mean? What a strange, odd thing. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, you can't. How do you practice these things? If you want to do a pinpoint attack like they did in Japan when they did an earthquake, the dead nut center underneath their nuclear facility, you don't really get to practice too much. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that's what they're doing. So we'll see. We'll see. Because everything is lined up. And I'm talking everything. They're already getting the public ready for things like, well, not that. Well, yeah, you should be ready for that, but that's not what I'm talking about. This is odd. This is odd. Between Time Magazine and other magazine covers, this is where they tell you the truth in plain sight. And having Elon sitting right there is a strange, strange, strange thing. You know what I'm saying? They don't need Trump anymore. Elon's already doing all the heavy lifting. He's already doing all. He's figuring it out. He's finding it out. They said that he sent 7 of his wizards. Truth in plain sight. 7 of his wizards into the USAID. And they found out all these different things and blah, blah, blah. And money that was being wasted and spent. And it still is. Don't get it twisted. Not one single solitary thing has changed. If Trump was for the people, as soon as he got in, I'm dropping gas prices. Fight, fight, fight. I'm dropping grocery prices. Fight, fight, fight. We're building a new electrical grid because we are wholly inadequate. I don't even know how many times I've shown you DHS and DOD warnings about our electrical grid. I mean, it's been constant over the years how bad our electrical grid is. And they're so concerned that they think white nationalists might attack our power grid. Because you know how those white nationalists are. Those guys are just absolutely everywhere. They're just white and they're nationalists. That's two different things, man. So we better quickly pass some anti-Semitic laws and start throwing people out of the country that believe Israel is completely and utterly destroying the Palestinian people. But you know what? That's all going to come to an end because Trump's going to do it now. He's going to completely destroy them and throw them out so that Israel can have the whole place. Perfect. 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 It isn't a coincidence that there was a massive earthquake in the Gulf of Mexico. And I can't believe how close it is to the actual site of the Super Bowl. In time immemorial, they've been showing us all sorts of different events, scenarios, movies, etc. about the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is and only is a halftime ritual. Nobody really cares about the games. All they care about is the halftime and the commercials. The commercials, and the commercials where they come out and show you all sorts of crazy things that people just eventually take for granted. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I don't use AI, and you shouldn't either. But it's up to you. But I'll tell you what, you better have the Holy Spirit in you for real if you're going to sit down and watch these rituals on these televisions, because I have told you for years about this stuff right here.
You know, a lot of people have speculated that these cell phone towers, these Gwen towers, these ELF towers, these towers that are absolutely everywhere. And I mean everywhere. They're disguised as trees. They're strapped onto smokestacks. They're all over every single solitary church. And again, they are everywhere. If these are cell phone towers, then why are there so many in a row? Why is it that if you triangulate yourself between cell phone towers, your service doesn't improve? Because these aren't exactly what people think they are whatsoever at all. Now, let me ask you, if we have all these satellites, I mean, what's the current count? 25, 27,000, according to NASA, according to the powers that be, we have satellites absolutely everywhere. Why is it that none of these dishes, none of these transceivers are pointing up? They're all pointing out. All of them, everywhere. That's a fact. Why is it that everyone had to switch from their antenna televisions to the cable boxes? And then why was there a forced swap over to digital? You see what I'm saying? It's because these are weapons. Look at every single invention we've ever brought into our homes that's ever been presented to us. Did it improve anything? Because if it did, the country wouldn't be in the state that it's in. The world wouldn't be in the state that it's in. The fact that these things, I mean, look at this. They are saturating the United States, especially my side of the country. And I think we found the reason for it. And it's pretty straightforward. This is a patent right here for nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. Now, what does that mean? It means just what it sounds like. Here's a few diagrams from the patent. Do you see this? Does it make any sense now why they need everyone to have the highest resolution possible flat screen in their home? Why is it that that's all a rage? Why is it that they have gone through great pains in keeping people sitting in front of their televisions, laptops, computers, and cell phones? Because every single solitary one of those devices, first of all, is a scrying mirror. Now, what is a scrying mirror? If you follow my channel, you probably have a really good idea. It's quite similar and along the lines of a crystal ball, except it's a black mirror that's used to conjure otherworldly entities, things from other dimensions, things that you're not supposed to communicate with. And yet, that's exactly what we're doing every single time we turn on one of our devices. Does it look familiar? Dream time. Does it look familiar? Do you see any resemblance? Because it's exactly what they are. And now this patent number 6506148B2. Actually, it's J2 6506148B2. The abstract of this is, psychological effects have been observed in a human subject in response to stimulation of the skin with weak electromagnetic fields that are pulsed with certain frequencies near a half a hertz or 2.4 hertz, such as to excite a sensory resonance. Many computer monitors and TV tubes, when displayed pulse images, emit pulsed electromagnetic fields of sufficient amplitudes to cause such excitation. It is therefore possible to manipulate the nervous system of a subject by pulsing images displayed on a nearby computer monitor or TV set. For the latter, the image pulsing may be embedded in the program material, or it may be overlaid by modulating a video stream, either as an RF signal or as a video signal. The image displayed on a computer monitor may be pulsed effectively by a simple computer program. For certain monitors, pulsed electromagnetic fields capable of exciting sensory resonance in nearby subjects may be generated even as the displayed images are pulsed with subliminal intensity. How long have I been telling you to turn off your television? How long have I been telling you that it's all going to come through the flat black screen? There's a reason every single solitary screen looks exactly like a scrying mirror that goes all the way back to Queen Elizabeth, John Dee. This goes back. This has roots. This is what they use to conjure, and they don't need to conjure anymore because people are willingly bringing these devices into their homes, sitting in front of them right now and carrying them in their pockets. Do you remember the video I did about the electrical relay? I put this video up on May 13th, and I was explaining how all of these sigils that you would need to summon a demon or summon a fallen angel, who will more than likely disguise themselves as a loved one or someone that's passed away, or the proverbial guardian angel. There's no coincidence that, like I said, every single relay happens to look exactly like a sigil diagram to conjure a being. Do you see what I'm saying? And now we actually have their own words, their own patent showing this. And no, this wasn't a patent that was laying around. Somebody actually found this and it was sent to me. I didn't dig this one up on my own whatsoever. Look at all of this wiring diagrams. We are on a very small level. Every time we communicate, we are using powers and principalities. Do you see what I'm saying?
So that's why I say don't watch the Super Bowl. Because everything you're using to watch the Super Bowl, did you notice that that one symbol, the symbol right here is identical to the power button on everything. Everything. So when you hit the power button, you're summoning this dude. I can't see it. I can't say it. I don't really want to say it. Whatever that says right there. I'm not saying it, so whatever. But you see what I'm going with here. And then you take the fact that the computers, all of this stuff invented by scientism goes back to John Dee. And that's all he was. He was a wizard. He was like Merlin. That's all this has ever been. They're messing with things they're not supposed to be messing with. Technology has not improved anybody's life whatsoever, other than the fact that we can communicate from far distances, but we can't communicate anything of importance. I can't tell you to meet me here, there, or everywhere else so that we can come up with a plan. You can't, because everything is monitored and censored. This cell phone right now, sitting this way, it's literally doing a 180 of this entire room. Sitting this way, it does it in infrared, all sorts of other things. You know what I'm saying? That's why if I'm not reading the Bible, I'm reading this to keep the Holy Spirit in me, because we're surrounded by this stuff. These guys are literally building AI. And the guys building it, Sam Altman, this is a demon. This is going to kill humans. They're building a thing. They're building a thing that's going to kill us, but they won't stop building it. They just won't stop building it. Because whatever is telling them how to build it and make them, the evil spirits, more powerful, is probably promising them, but we'll give you eternal life. You'll be good. You'll be good. You don't have to wait around for Judgment Day. And speaking of Judgment Day, it's amazing to me how many Christians I bumped into that talk about their dead relatives as already being in heaven. Have you read the Bible? Because that's not in there. Nobody goes to heaven or hell until Jesus returns, and then there's Judgment Day. And the first people he raises up are the people that actually stood firm in the word and lost their heads or lost their lives for God. And then 1,000 years later, the rest of us get risen up for Judgment Day. So keep that in mind. Read your Bible. It's in there. It's in there. It's pretty easy. At any rate, you watch the Super Bowl, you're going to watch these rituals. So you're going to have everything I just showed you in that video working against you already. The computer, even if you were just watching Mighty Mouse or Underdog, it's doing its thing. And then you put it on the Super Bowl and it's doing a literal satanic ritual, because that's all it's going to be. It's all it ever is. It's all it ever is. The damage it's going to do to your body and your ability to keep the Holy Spirit within you is going to be detrimental to your time and Judgment Day, I would have to imagine. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I have to take a shower. I haven't been in a hotel room in 14 days. So it is what it is. I'm out.